was a violation of our 1999 agreement with Congo Brazzaville that no country should deport citizen of another country without informing by diplomatic way the country of origin of those deported. Of course, we do appreciate the statement by United Nations officials, though it came too late, but we think that this is a good starting because all the international community must condemn what is being done by Congo Brazzaville to our citizens.
It seems that also Kobler is suggesting that the mass expulsions of people may be contrary to the principles of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights.
We, of course, have told the Congo Brazzaville exactly what Mr. Kobler is saying. We are also preparing the complaint from our compatriots, those victims. We are compilating the damage they have suffered so as to go to the international justice so that whatever have been done be repaired, because those are human beings. They are not animals.
Of course, one would argue that the right to expel someone is the prerequisite of a particular country. So on the side of Congo Brazzaville, can we say they have the right to do that?
Of course, we don't deny that right. But they must also respect other provisions of international law and of our regional agreement. That is stating clearly that though you have the right to expel a foreigner, you must respect his human rights, you must respect his dignity, and you must respect his property. The dignity of our compatriots was not respected, and their property were looted, and themselves were tortured. Some others were killed as a government whose citizens are being tortured, and as Africans. Is something we can't be.
Zainab Bangura, who is the special representative of the Secretary General on Sexual Violence in Conflict, is saying that they have reports alleging sexual violence being committed against your nationals before and during the expulsion.
We are scandalized by this behavior of some police officers in Congo Brazzaville. We sent this evidence to Congo Brazzaville government as well as the United Nations. And we really intend that this behavior be sued in an international court.